Good morning, my dear friends, and welcome to Friday morning prayer here from a wet Cumbrian morning. It is good to have your company this morning. And before we begin, could I invite you to light a candle with me? And we dedicate this light for peace in Gaza, between Palestine and Israel, where so many of the innocent victims, the children of God, are struggling to make ends meet, and many are now developing health issues. So we light this light for a lasting peace in the Middle East, a powder keg of deep negativity, and where evil influences are disrupting the lives of Christians and Muslims and Jews, the children of Abraham, the children of a loving God. So let us offer our morning prayer today for the innocent victims caught up in this dreadful crisis. But all shall be well, for the Lord God will rescue his people. Let us begin with our prologue of our brother and sister Essenes of Mount Sinai for Friday morning. We enter the eternal and infinite garden with reverence to the heavenly Father, Mother God, the earthly Mother and all the great Masters, and reverence to the holy, pure and saving teachings, and reverence to the brotherhood and sisterhood of the elect. Friday morning, we commune with the angel of air, saying, Angel of air, enter my lungs and give the air of life to my whole body. As you say this, you contemplate on the atmosphere around you as you connect with the rhythm of your breathing. Let's just focus on those words and embrace the angel of air. And now we begin the traditional office of Lords for week 17 of ordinary time. Give thanks to the Lord, for his great love is without end. O God, come to my aid. O Lord, make haste and help me. Glory be to the Father, Mother God, to the Lord Jesus Christ, our teacher, to the Holy Spirit of God, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our hymn this morning. We bless you, Father, Mother, Lord of life, to whom all living beings tend, the source of holiness and grace, our first beginning and our end. We give you thanks, redeeming Christ, who bore our weight of sin and shame. In dark defeat, you conquered sin, and death by dying overcame. Come, Holy Spirit, searching fire, whose flame all evil burns away. Come down to us with light and love, in silence and in peace to stay. We praise you, Trinity in one, sublime in majesty and might, who reign forever, Lord of all, in splendor and unending light. The first antiphon, Lord, you will be pleased with lawful sacrifices offered on your altar. And now we read Psalm 50. Have mercy on me, O God, in your kindness. In your compassion, blot out my offense. O wash me more and more from my guilt, and cleanse me from all my sin. My offenses, I truly know them. My sin is always before me. Against you alone have I sinned. What is evil in your sight, I have done, that you may be justified when you give sentence, and be without reproach when you judge. O, seeing guilt I was born, a sinner was I conceived. Indeed you love truth in the heart, then in the secret of my heart teach me wisdom. O, purify me, then I shall be clean. O, wash me, I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear rejoicing and gladness, that the bones you have crushed may revive. From my sins turn away your face and blot out all my guilt. A pure heart create for me, O God. Put a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away with your presence, from your presence, nor deprive me of your Holy Spirit. Give me again the joy of your help. With the spirit of fervor sustain me, that I may teach transgressors your ways, and sinners may return to you. O, rescue me, God, my helper, and my tongue shall ring out your goodness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. For in sacrifice you take no delight. Burnt offerings from me you would refuse. My sacrifice a contrite spirit, a humbled, contrite heart, you will not spurn. In your goodness show favor to Zion. Rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will be pleased with lawful sacrifice, holocausts offered on your altar. Let us pray the Gloria together. Glory be to the Father, Mother God, to the Lord Jesus Christ, our teacher, to the Holy Spirit of God, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, you will be pleased with lawful sacrifices offered on your altar. And the second antiphon, all the descendants of Israel shall glory in victory through our Lord. And now we have a canticle reading from the prophet Isaiah. Truly, God of Israel, the Saviour, you are a God who lies hidden. They will be put to shame and disgraced, all who resist you. They will take themselves off in dismay, the makers of idols. But Israel is saved by the Lord, saved forevermore. You will never be ashamed or disgraced through endless ages. For this is the word of the Lord, the Creator of heaven, the God who made earth and shaped it. He who made it firm, he did not create it in vain. He made it to be lived in. I am the Lord, there is no other. I have not spoken in secret, in some dark place. I have not said to Jacob's sons, search for me in vain. I am the Lord, I speak the truth. I proclaim what is right. Assemble all of you, draw near, you who have escaped from the nations. They know nothing who carry around their idols made of wood and keep on praying to a God that cannot save them. State your case and bring your proofs. Consult among yourselves. Who proclaimed this beforehand? Who foretold it long ago? Was it not I, the Lord? There is no God but me, a God of justice, a Saviour. There is none but me. Turn to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God. There is no other. By myself I swear it. It is truth that goes up from my mouth, a word beyond recall. To me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. They will say, in the Lord alone are victory and power, and to him will come in dismay all who have resisted. Through the Lord will come victory and glory for all Israel's sons. Let us pray the Gloria. Glory be to the Father, Mother God, to the Lord Jesus Christ, our teacher, to the Holy Spirit of God, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. All the descendants of Israel shall glory in victory through the Lord. And the third antiphon, come before the Lord, singing for joy. And now we read Psalm 99. Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing for joy. Know that he, the Lord, is God. He made us. We belong to him. We are his people, the sheep of his flock. Go within his gates giving thanks. Enter his courts with songs of praise. Give thanks to him and bless his holy name. Indeed, how good is the Lord. Eternal his merciful love. He is faithful from age to age. Glory be to the Father, Mother God, to the Lord Jesus Christ, our teacher, to the Holy Spirit of God, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Come before the Lord, singing for joy. Our scripture reading this morning is from St. Paul to the Ephesians, chapter 4, verses 29 to 32. Do not use harmful words in talking. Use only helpful words, the kind that build up and provide what is needed, so that what you say will do good to those who hear you. And do not make God's Holy Spirit sad, for the Spirit is God's mark of ownership on you, a guarantee that the day will come when God will set you free. Get rid of all bitterness, passion, and anger. No more shouting or insults. No more hateful feelings of any sort. Instead, be kind and tender-hearted to one another and forgive one another as God has forgiven you in Christ. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And the short responsory, in the morning let me know your love. In the morning let me know your love. Make me know the way I should walk. In the morning let me know your love. Glory be to the Father, Mother God, to the Lord Jesus Christ, our teacher, to the Holy Spirit of God. In the morning let me know your love. And our Benedictus antiphon for this Friday. The Lord has visited his people. He has come to redeem them. And now, my brothers and sisters, if you know the Benedictus, the Canticle of Zechariah, join me. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has visited his people and he has redeemed them. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour, a Saviour who would free us from our foes, from the hands of our enemies, who hate us. So his love for our fathers is revealed and his holy covenant remembered. He swore to Abraham, our father, to grant us that free from fear and safe from the hands of our enemies, we might serve him in holiness and justice all the days of our life in his presence. And as for you, little child, you shall become a prophet of God the Most High. You shall go before the Lord to prepare his ways before him, to make known to his people their salvation through forgiveness of their sin and the loving kindness of the heart of our God, who visits us like the dawn from on high. And he will give light to those who sit in darkness and those who dwell in the shadow of death. He will guide them to the way of peace. Glory be to the Father, Mother God, to the Lord Jesus Christ, our teacher, to the Holy Spirit of God, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord has visited his people. He has come to redeem them. And now, my dear friends, we come to our morning intercessions. For those who've joined us but unable to log in, just sit quietly in your sacred space. If anything is troubling you, name it, bless it, and now release it to your God. Stand back and give gratitude to God for delivering you and answering your prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you. Through your cross and resurrection, you offer freedom and hope to those ready to receive them. Response: Lord, show us your loving kindness. We are children of the day. Help us to live in the light of your presence. Response: Lord, show us your loving kindness. Guide our thoughts, our words, our actions, so that what we do today may be pleasing to you. Response: Lord, show us your loving kindness. Help us to avoid wrongdoing. Show us your mercy and love. Response: Lord, show us your loving kindness. Through your passion and death, you have won life for us. Give us the strength of your Holy Spirit today. Response: Lord, show us your loving kindness. And we pray this morning for you who have joined us. Let us sit for a moment and just allow all of us here to present our heart to God and to allow the Father, Mother, God reawaken within us the life of the cosmic Christ dwelling within our being. And let us now, using our gift of free will, call on the Holy Spirit of God to enrich our lives with the gifts of Spirit. Let us bring the children of Israel and Palestine, the children of Syria, Iraq, and Egypt, the innocent ones, the little ones, who are being sacrificed on the altars of man's inhumanity to man. They are the children of Abraham. They are our brothers and sisters. And we plead to God this day for their protection from the forces of evil. We pray for peace in our beautiful world, the Cathedral of God. And we ask that all who call themselves a Muslim, a Jew, or a Christian, that they surrender their ego and evil deeds to God and ask for help to become a peacemaker, a kingdom builder for God on this beautiful planet we call Earth, where man is destroying it through greed and selfishness, with disregard for the animal kingdom, the elements, and all sacred beings. We call on our indigenous peoples of the world, past and present, to share with us the wisdom of the ancients, so that we can learn from mistakes, and that we can come home as one loving family and give glory to God. We ask God's blessing on the Teo community today and on our new website that goes live today. We would like to thank God for sisters Jennifer Elizabeth and Eleanor for all the work they've put into this over the last several months. We thank you, God, for this is the window into the Teo community, where less is more. And we thank God for providing for us a place here in Arnside, that we will be able to develop the field of dreams, the Franklara Abbey of Peace and Compassion. We pray for Linda and Brian, who are making this possible for us. And now we thank Lord Kitumi, who incarnated as Francis, who've promised us that he will provide the funding, that he will provide us with the help that we now need to go forward in complete trust to our loving God. We pray for all gathered here with Sister Jan and with Sister Miriam. We pray for all animal kin everywhere and our beloved animal companions. Yes, we pray for all animals who are hurting by man's inhumanity to the animal kingdom. We pray for all animals that are sick and unwell, and I pray for our little Winston, that soon we will be able to give the correct amount of insulin with his body's needs. So we ask the Lord God to bless Winston and all animals, and to bless their owners. Let us pray for peace, such a fragile peace, in the Cathedral of God. And let us pray for all the men and women of all faiths and none who've dedicated their lives to our Father, Mother, God. We give thanks, O God, for your blessing on us this day, this night. And now we pray with you the Lord's Prayer. Eternal Spirit, Earth Maker, Pain Bearer, Life Giver, Source of all that is and that shall be, Father and Mother of us all, loving God in whom is heaven, the hallowing of your name echo through the universe, the way of justice be followed by the peoples of the world, your heavenly will be done by all created beings, your commonwealth of peace and freedom sustain our hope and come on earth. With the bread we need for today, feed us. In the hurts we absorb from one another, forgive us. In times of temptation and test, strengthen us. From trials too great to endure, spare us. From the grip of all that is evil, free us. For you reign in the glory of the power that is love, now and forever. Amen. And now we have our closing prayer for Friday morning, Lords. Let us pray. Lord God, you hold out the light of your word to those who do not know you. Strengthen in our hearts the faith you have given us, so that no trials may quench the fire your Spirit has kindled within us. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus, the Cosmic Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Go in the peace of God. Thanks be to God. I wish you a blessed rest wherever you may be in the world. I wish Sister Miriam a blessed and peaceful rest, and thank Sister Miriam for all the work she's doing for our community with the newsletter. Namaste, shalom, inshallah, pax et bonum. Om Shanti, solo di caritas, salam alaikum, and may the peace of your God Goddess enrich your heart as a pilgrim seeking truth. God bless you.